Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Thursday night shiur for Parshas Korach. We're all familiar, at least basically, with the story of Korach. We know that towards the beginning, Korach and his cohorts, Dasan, Aviram, and various others, have all kinds of complaints against Moshe and against Aaron. And Moshe tries to summon Dasan, Aviram to come and, to air things out in front of him and try and work things out. The pasuk says in the first source, Bamidbar Perek Tez Zayin Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayishlach Moshe Likro L'Dasam Aviram Bnei Eliyav. Moshe sent. Vayishlach means he sent a messenger. He sent somebody to, or maybe more than one person, to summon Dasam Aviram, right, to bring them to come to him to talk. Rashi explained, source two, again, Bamidbar Perek Tez Zayin Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayishlach Moshe Mikan Shem Machzikin Machlokas. You don't want to stretch out and prolong a machlokas. Moshe wanted to make peace, see if we can work things out, we can talk things over and air things out. But as the pasuk ends, the pasuk gets based back in source one. Dasan and Aviram responded, nothing doing, we're not coming. And then they spoke very, very disrespectfully. And they said in Pasuk Gimel, you took us out of a wonderful land to die here in the desert. This is after the Chet of Aragim we read about last week. And you want to lord it over us. And Yudalad, you never brought us into another land. That's, and so on. And they said at the end of Pasuk Yudalad, even if you're going to poke our eyes out, you'll torture us, you'll blind us, we're not coming. Okay, that was their response. No matter what you do, you can threaten us, you can cause physical harm, we're not coming up. And Moshe's response in Pasuk Tezav, Moshe got very angry. Rashi says in Pasuk Yedala, in the second source, even if you send somebody to blind us, to poke our eyes at, to hurt us, lo nala, we're not going to do it. That's it, Anashim Ahim, right? You can take their eyes out, those people's eyes, but that's just a way of saying, they're talking about themselves. Even they'll take these people's eye, I mean themselves. They'll take our eyes out. That's the next Rashi. Excuse me. And okay, that's the exchange as presented over here. So there's an interesting Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Tez Zanim and Aleph, which derives a din from this episode. Third source, Moed Katan Tez Zanim and Aleph. Umanon di mispaker b'shlicha de beidina. Somebody who denigrates and who speaks, chutzpah, in a chutzpahic manner and belittles a shliach bezdin, v'asi v'amar, and the shliach bezdin reported back what they said, lo mes, lo mischazi ke lishna bisha. That's not lishna bisha's Aramaic for Lashon Hara. That's not Lashon Hara. Okay, because the shliach evidently came back to Moshe, and again, the chsiv ha'inesh anishim ha'imtinakeh, the shliach reported back to Moshe, and it was one shliach, whoever it was, these messengers, brought back to Moshe and told exactly what Dasan Aviram said. Okay? They could have just said, come back and said that they're not interested in coming. Instead, they basically quoted verbatim. You can blind us. You reported exactly what they said. Isn't that Lashon Hara? Could have been enough for the Shliach to come back to Moshe and to say, listen, they don't want to come back. They don't want to come see you. Right? But instead, they gave the whole story, a couple of psukim worth. So that's what Rashi there says in Moed Katan Tez Zanim and Aleph. Right, the Shliach Bezin was embarrassed and was belittled and was mocked and so on. And he reports back and said, this is what they said about me and so on. They said to me. The next Rashi, how do we know that this is acceptable? Because the Shliach quoted exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu said. I'm sorry, what the Dasan Aviram said. It says Rashi, Ilav the Shliach Domal Moshe, Moshe Lahavi Adah. How did Moshe know it's written in the Torah what they said? How did Moshe know to write down what they said unless he heard what they said? How could Moshe quote what the Dasan Aviram said to the Shliach Bezin that Moshe had sent, the emissary that Moshe had sent? How could the Moshe know what they said unless the emissary reported it? Evidently, it was okay for the emissary to report it, and that's not called Lashon Hara because it's somebody who is mocking or belittling the Shliach Bezin. That's how Rashi understands. The Ritva also, in his Chidushim there in Moed Katan Daf Tez Zanim and Aleph in source number 5, the Ritva also writes, Tichsiv Ha'enesh Ha'emtinakir, Pirish Vil Molei Shomel Okein HaShliach Minayin Yod HaMoshe Madaber. If the Shliach had not reported verbatim what the Dasan Aviram had said, how would Moshe have known about it? And Abavadai Kishucho Shomoshe Kosher Hoya, and we assume that the Shliach that Moshe sent was it. We don't know who he was. But whoever he was, presumably was a kosher, was a good person, and someone who knew the halacha and so on. If not for the fact that it was indeed permissible for them for the shliach to report what Dosan Aviram had said, he wouldn't have done it. Evidently, there's a kosher person, a good person, and he reported it, so it must have been okay. Otherwise, how would Moshe have known about it? And the reason why behind this din, the time of the if people take a lesson, you say something to a Sheikh Bezin, it's going to get back. Be careful what you say. Don't belittle, talk in an ignominious fashion to a Sheikh Bezin, because he's going to be allowed to tell it over and the word's going to get out. That's how the Ritva explains. The Rashash, it's a very simple question. What do you mean Moshe wouldn't have known? We have a raya. It must be that the emissary, that the Shliach, or Shlichim, or more than one, told Moshe exactly what Dosan Aviram said. Otherwise, how would he have known to write it down in the Torah? The Rashash says, what do you mean? Rashash there in one cotton tezam and alf, 2:6 says, what do you mean? Moshe knew Ruach HaKodesh. Moshe didn't write the Torah based on what he thought, what he heard. He was a stenographer. He wrote down what HaKodesh Baruch Hu told him. So how did he know? HaKodesh Baruch Hu would have told him what to say. What's the raya? Oh, Moshe would never have known if they hadn't reported it. Maybe Moshe didn't know. Maybe the Sheikh Bezin never did report it. But Moshe knew because HaKodesh Baruch Hu told him. Rashash brings a raya from a Gemara in Megillah about the Esther. Gemara has a number of different sources, one of which is Parak Vav and Megillah Esther, Pasuk Vav, source 7. That fateful night, remember when Haman came to the palace of Ahasuerus in the middle of the night when Ahasuerus couldn't sleep? So Ahasuerus says to Haman, Parak Vav, Pasuk Vav, and source 7, Rabbi Haman, Rabbi Allah, Melech, Malah, Sos, Poish, Asher, Melech, Chafetz, Bikaro. What should I do for a person that the king wants, that I want to honor? What should the king do to somebody he wants to honor? Having in mind Mordechai, because he had just been reminded that Mordechai saved his life years earlier. So Pasuk says, Vayomer Haman Bilibo, Lemiach Bot Samalach Lasos Yikari. Haman said to himself, who does the king want to honor? Mistam, it's me. And then he gave the whole rest of the story, bring him on the horse, and we all know how the story get played out from that point on. But the Gemara explains in Megillah, Davzanam, in Source 9, what do you mean, Vayomer Haman Bilibo? Whoever wrote the Megillah, how do they know what Haman said to himself? It says, Vayomer Haman Bilibo. Haman said to himself, in a cartoon, they'll have bubbles. When a guy's thinking, they have little circles. That's what the guy's thinking. But they know bubbles in the Megillah. How did the people writing the Megillah know what Haman was thinking in his head? Haman Billy Bo. He didn't say it out loud. He said Billy Bo. He said it to himself, or he thought it to himself. So how would they know? Evidently, says the Gemara, that's a proof. And Zion and Alpha Megillah, Tanya, Beleza Omer, Esther, Baruch HaKodesh Nemra. Obviously, it's Baruch HaKodesh. That's the Rashi explains. Otherwise, how would they have known what Haman said? So the Rashash, back in Source 6, says, so if that's true about Megillah, says it, about it, true about the Torah, right? It says on the second line of 6, excuse me, Moshe Vadelo Gor HaShashon Mikosa Megillah. Moshe was on a lower level than the people who wrote the Megillah, ever wrote the Megillah, Mordechai Nesta, whatever. So that's how Moshe Rabbeinu knew. How do you bring a proof from here that the Shliach Bezin must have reported it to Moshe? Maybe it didn't, and it's written in the Torah, because what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to write. It's a good kasha. The Ran in his Chidushim there in Moed Katan Tazaram and Aleph in Source number 10 says, Shenemar, it's a Barat Salomar al Moshe Rabbeinu El Shekinah Kosov. Really, when they said, you'll put our eyes at the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, but that's a different point. Ubo Ashiach Vigil Moshe Shari Koso Moshe Rabbeinu B'Torah. Nimsa Shehigil Lohech Koso B'Torah. Lamed Lamed Men Alach Lamaisa. Why? I think this is what the Ran means. Why would Hashem have written this in the Torah if not to teach us a lesson? In other words, it's true that Moshe may have heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Yeah, but why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu have opted to have Moshe put this in the Torah if not to teach a lesson? What's the lesson? That a Shliach Bezin can report verbatim what was said to him when he was acting on behalf of the Bezin. That's how the Ran answered. I think that's what he means. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu in a Hanami maybe didn't hear it directly. We have no raya that he heard it directly, but the fact that it's written in the Torah means it was okay, that because Baruch Hu approved of it. All right, the Marsha there in the Chiddush HaGadol Mor Katan Tazanam and Aleph mentions the following. He says, what did it mean when they said, you're blind, these people? Who are these people? Rashi said, Chumash talking to themselves. That's how the Marsha explains. Okay, buddy quotes Aran, Amosha Kamar, Uksiv Ayichal Amosha Mashma the Omalo. He says, how do we know that Moshe heard this? Because the Pasuk says Moshe got angry. Look back in Source 1 and Pasuk Tezvav. Vayichal Moshe Ma'od. Moshe got angry. What did he get angry about? If the Shliach didn't tell him, what's he angry about? Obviously, the Shliach or the Shluchim told Moshe what the Dosan Aviram had said. That's the riot. And the fact, in Echonam, you could say, well, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayichal Moshe Ma'od. Okay, Moshe got angry. It means it was what he called in real time. It happened when they came back. That's the Marashah's point. Rabbi Yashin, in his Ha'aris to that Dafin, when Cotton Tess Adam, Lashon Hara B'Dos Marim, source number 12, he also raises this Kasha. He creates the Gemara Megillah says that it was written Baruch HaKodesh, and certainly that's true about the Torah also. And by the way, that Pasuk of Aroma Haman Belibo was not the only Pasuk. He quotes another one. The Gemara quotes a whole bunch of Pesukim. Gemara quotes that nobody took many of the spoils, you know, after the fighting against the people of Shushan. How do they know that no one took and nobody took? How do you know? Again, Baruch HaKodesh, fine. But he says, so obviously our Efshar Shashlich Omar Kulel Atar Nichtu Baruch HaKodesh. Maybe the same Kasha, Rasha. So he gives a Teretz. He says, no. But again, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he brings a riot from a different Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to speak ill of people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have incorporated this in the Torah if it hadn't happened that way. Right? That brings a riot from a Gemara in Sanhedrin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't rat people in. When Yeshua wanted to find out who took from the spoils in the Yericho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not a stool pigeon, whatever you call it. I'm not going to rat anybody in. Right? We'll figure out a different way who did it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do it. The mere fact that, right, look at three lines in the bottom 12. Mashma Shema Shemayim Ein Megalav Dvarim Sheish by Mishum Lashon Hara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't reveal things Lashon Hara. Elamai was okay to say, that's it. Anything he brings in the Panim Yafos. Okay, that's Rabbi Yashin. This is a halacha that's recorded in Din, right? The Rambam in Sanhedrin, Parakof Hei Halacha Vav, 13, however exactly played out, but that's the Din. 13, Ein Shliach Bezin Chayav Amir Dvarim Mishum Lashon Hara. The Shliach Bezin reports what he heard is not considered to be speaking Lashon Hara. And the case of Mishnah, there in Parakof Hei Halacha Vav, explains that it's based on this Gemara Moed Katan, and he says also, Vilav, the Shliach Amala Moshe, Moshe Lav Yada. If not, that the Shliach had told Moshe, Moshe wouldn't have known. So Shliach Bezin could do it. The Shulchan Aruch brings us well two different places. The Mechaber, Choshen Mishpat, Simon Yud Aleph, Sif Aleph, 15. The Ein Shliach Bezin Chayav Amir Zvar Mishum Lashon Hara. And Amir Sanayim, the Sma on the side there, Sukkot and Vav in 16, right? Take a look back. That's the Mechaber. The Ramo also mentions in Simon Ches, and so he does in 17. The Ramo, Simon Ches, Sif Hey, 17. Hagod, the Ramo, Vashliach Bezin Yochal Agil Bezin, Ein Bezin Mishum Lashon Hara. So Ramor brings it, the Mechaber brings it, Simon Yud Aleph, Ramor brings it, Simon Ches, the same din. The Sma there spells it out, and Simon Ches, Simon Cotton, Chof Dalad, 18, it's not Lashon Hara, it's learned out from that Gemara Moed Cotton, from Korach, and so on. And then, again, it's the second line of 18, Ve'echad Moshe v'lo shashlich yilaven, Ve'iya hava b'mishum Lashon Hara, lo hava Moshe v'no kosel v'torah, and it would have been Lashon Hara, it never would have been written in the Torah. Okay, so that's the din. A Shliach Bezin has the right to report exactly what happened, and it's not subject to the dinim of Lashon Hara. Okay, Ad Kan, the first point. What's interesting is the Gemara has a statement in the Yerushalmi, which has nothing to do with Korach, and it's actually going to pose a problem to this whole line of thinking. There's Yerushalmi in Peah, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, look at 19, and we'll see that's going to raise a question. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman Shem Yonasan, Mutter Lomar Lashon Hara al Balei Amachlokas. A general, we're not talking here in the Yerushalmi about a Shliach Bezdin. We already established that Shliach Bezin has the right to, it's not proper or not considered a problem of Lashon Hara if he reports what he heard. Okay, but the Yerushalmi in Peah, Parak Aleph, Halacha Aleph in source 19 is making a general blanket statement and is saying in general, there's no din of Lashon Hara when you're speaking about Balei Machlokes. That's why I entitled the Shir, speaking Lashon Hara about contentious people. A person who's a Balei Machlokes, a person who's a contentious person, there's no is of Lashon Hara. Matam. Where do we see that from? Not from Korach. Nothing to do with Korach and nothing to do with Shliach Bezin. In general, the Yerushalmi seems to be saying there's no Isser of Lashon Hara when the subject of Lashon Hara is a Baal Machlokas. Okay? How do we know? Matam, source, Psukim in Melachim Aleph, Parak Aleph, Pasuk Yudal Dan, Vani Abol Charaychu Melesis Dorayecha, printed in source 12, source 1 of the Pnei Moshe. It refers to the story, okay, the Mekan Shemutal Lashon Hara Machlokas. What's going on? Melachim Aleph, Perak Aleph. I think it's the Haftorah of Parshas Chayei Soreh. This is when David HaMelech is apparently on his deathbed, and he had promised Bathsheba that her son Shlomo would succeed him to the throne. And then one of David's other sons, a gentleman by the name of Adoniyahu, who was a son of David from a different mother, Adoni ben Chagis, not from Bathsheba, he decided he wants to be the successor to the throne. He rallied around him many dignitaries and people and so on. So Nosson came to Bathsheba, Melachim Aleph, Perak Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, in 21. Did you hear that Adoniyahu has usurped the throne and David doesn't know about it? David's on his sickbed. David doesn't know about it. So Yud Beis in 21, Paramelach Amal Parak Aleph Pasuk Yud Beis, Noson says to Bathsheba, let me give you a piece of advice, and you'll save yourself and your son Shlomo. Pasuk Gimel, Lechi Uvar HaMelech David, go to King David HaMelech, and tell him, didn't you promise me that my son Shlomo would be, and now Adonio is taking over the throne, and now Pasuk Yudalad, key Pasuk for us, 21, Melech Amal Parak Aleph Pasuk Yudalad, Hinei Odoch Medaberes Shom HaMelech, when you're still in the middle of your conversation, I'll show up, I'll accidentally, on purpose, come in at that moment, right? I'll happen to come in at that moment. I will buttress, I will enhance your words. I'll back up what you're saying. And that's what happened. We know the story plays out. David announces, well, the Haftorah ends, but David announces that Shlomo is going to take over and so on. Now, based upon this, what happened here? Okay, Nosan Anovi was going to speak ill, we'll see the Pesukim in a little while, of Adonio and tell David all the things that Adonio did. And he really made a whole case. He didn't just say Adonio became the king. He's going to say, if you want to look ahead, I could have printed the Pesukim here, but we'll see them later. But you can look at verse 21, it's 31 if you like, right? Because that's what Nosan did. He said, Adonio, he summoned this one, he made a pardon, he offered all kinds of sacrifice, they're all dancing and singing, long live the king. Let's all come back to the Pesukim. He did embellish the story. Not that he said it wasn't true, but he really built up. Bathsheba was just saying, Adonio became the king, he announced that he was the king. And Nosan backed it up. So that's Lashon Hara in a certain sense, but it's okay because of Bamachokas. That's the Gemara's Raya. Same thing appears in one of the so-called Masechtas Ktanas, Masechtas Derech Eretz Zuta. In the last parak is called Parak HaShalom, 22. It says there, Umutter Lomer Lashon Hara Bamachokas. Shekei Nosan Omer Bathsheba, Mani Abel Charech, Malaysi Zvarayach. And this concept, again, is quoted in many Rishonim as a halacha. Okay, it sounds surprising to us, but apparently there's no, at least at first glance, apparently there's no Iss of Lashon Hara with regards to a Baal Machlokas. You can speak Lashon Hara about him. The Smag, Sefer Mitzvos Gadol, Lavin Simon Yud, 23, quotes this Yerushalmi, Shmuel Barab Nachmon, B'Shem Rav Yonasan, Amar Mutter, Lomar Lashon Hara Baal Machlokas. He quotes again from Nosan Rabbi. That's the Smag, Sefer Mitzvos Gadol. Sefer Mitzvos caught in the Smag. Mitzvah Ches 24. Begam Omru Chachamim Mutter L'Saper Lashon Hara Baal Machlokas. Saying the Mutter. Now, as a side point, I just print in because it's cute. On the smocks, the Sefer Mitzvah Cotton, was written by the Rimi Corville, one of the Balatoses. So we have another one of the Balatoses, written in Peretz, wrote Hagos. It's printed in at least the edition I have in the smock on the bottom. They quote the Hagos of Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz quotes in Oschav Gimel 25. Oschav Gimel there in Mitzvah Ches. He quotes a Medrash Tanchuma here in our Sedra in Parshas Korach. I quote in 26. Medrash Tanchuma is here in Korach, Simon Ches. So Machlokas, the word Machlokas, look what it says. Reosios, Rashi Tevis, Mem for Makkah, right, a beating. Ches, Charon, anger. Lamed, Loke, it's like a beating of lashes. Kuf is Klola, cursing. Tof is Toeva, abomination. Okay, that's Rashi Tevis. Machlokas, not a good thing in plain English, right? So the as nasty things, the whole very word of Machlokas has nasty ramifications. Okay, but more important for us at the moment, and that's what I just put in because it's a cute thing and it comes to the Midrash Tanchuma here in our Sedra, but the Chav Dalet is important because Rabbeinu Peretz puts a little bit of limitation on his din. As Yerushalmi says, and the Smag quotes it, and the Smag quotes it too, it's mutter to speak Lashon Hara about Abba Machlokas. Chos Chav Dalet, there Rabbeinu Peretz writes in 25, V'davka l'melech kosher k'mo nosan l'David. It's not a blanket heter for everybody in those circumstances, but if you're talking to a good person who's not going to use it the wrong way, a melech kosher, someone like David, this is Nosan and David, these were people of stature and so on. So that, he doesn't elaborate, but that does put a little bit of a limitation on this ruling. But again, not everyone quotes this. Smag didn't quote it, Smag himself didn't quote it, the Sefer Chassidim. In Siman Tov Reish Lamed Aleph 27, Amr Shmuel Yonasan, he has a little bit different language. Mitzvah Lomer Lashon Hara Baal Machlokas. Not only Mutter, Mitzvah, we have the text Mutter. He says it's even a Mitzvah to speak Lashon Hara Baal Machlokas. But again, doesn't put in that caveat, but at least it exists. What's interesting is that the Rambam does not quote this din at all. The Rambam never quotes this heter that you can speak Lashon Hara about a Baal Machlokas. The Rambam in Hilchos Deis, Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel, speaks about the evils of Lashon Hara in Source 28. The Rambam says, Amar Chachamim, Shalosh Aver, that three terrible Averas, you get punished, Olam HaZeh, Olam HaBo, and it's the big three, the so-called cardinal sins, Radavos Chachamim, Gilar Aras, Shuk Damim, right? Idolatry, adultery, and murder, okay? And then the Rambam throws in the Lashon Hara, Keneged Kulam. Oh boy, right? Okay, Lashon Hara is, corresponds to all of them. The old Amar Chachamim called him a Saper, but Lashon Hara, Kilu Kofar, Be'ikar. Someone who speaks Lashon Hara is like he denies HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are strong words. The Odor Amur Chacham Shlosha Lashon Hara Haragaz. Lashon Hara harms or even kills, destroys three people. Omro, the one who says the Lashon Hara. Makablo, the one who accepts and believes the Lashon Hara. And Zesha Omer Olam, and the one about whom it's being spoken. So it's bad news, Lashon Hara. But the Rambam never puts in this, oh, but by the way, you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara about a Baal Machlokas. It's a striking omission. Okay, we don't know. The Rambam, does he disagree? I don't know. But the Rambam does leave it out. However, the ghost, Maimonides, on that Rambam, Hichlos Deis Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel, Oz Gimel 29, does quote the Yerushalmi, the Mutter Loma Lashon Hara Baal Machlokas. Okay, so the Rambam doesn't quote it, but the commentary on the Rambam, the bottom of the page, does quote it. And Rabbi Yonah, Shari Tshuva, Shar Gimel, Os Nun Ches, and Rabbi Yonah, Shari Tshuva, also quotes it by Halacha, Umutra L'Sapra L'Shon Hara Baal Machlokas, Shenemar and so on, V'li Ani Avdechal, L'Tzarek HaKon of Thay Ben Yodol, Shoma Avdechal Lo Karab. Because here I printed the rest of the Pesukah that I alluded to before, there in Melachim Aleph Perek Chav Aleph, Melachim Aleph Perek Aleph, Pesuk Chav Beis, right? Because Nosson told Bathsheba, you start talking to him, I'll pipe in the middle. So he did. Right? Nosson showed up, and Chav Gimel Vayagiru L'Melech Lemo, Hinei Nosson Anovi, here's Nosson Anovi, Melech said, okay, come in. And Chav Da'al Vayomer, Nosson Adonai HaMelech, Atah Marta Adonai HaMelech HaChrab Yosheva Kisi. Is it true? Did you say that Adoniel will be my successor to the throne? Because let me tell you what he did. Here's the apparent Lashon Hara, Chafei. He went down today and he sacrificed all kinds of cattle. He made a big party. He invited all the aristocracy to join him. All the sari hatsav and the heads of the army. Certain the leading kohanim. And they're all eating and drinking, having a big party. And they're saying, long live the king Adoniel. But me, certain other loyal Davina Melech servants, Shlomo Avdecha and your son Shlomo, Lokara, he didn't. So he did. He really filled in a lot of details, right? That's what he did. But Sheva just started to talk, so that's exactly the point. When you deal with the Baal Machlokas, you can, because usually for just a point of information, so that's all that was necessary. Itaka would have been Lashon Hara to tell the whole story. Why not just tell David, you know, Adoniel is usurping the throne? But no, Nosson HaMelech filled in all these details and all the people attended the party and the whole thing. Okay, apparently because it's mutter to speak Lashon Hara about a Baal Machlokas. You look in the Shulchan Aruch, and here's another point I mentioned before. The Rambam did not quote this din, okay? Well, guess what? Neither does the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, the Mechaber also does not quote this. And again, a striking omission. However, again, the Magen Avraham does quote it. It's in Simon Kuf Nun Vav Or HaChaim. Take a look in Simon Kuf Nun Vav in the Magen Avraham. That is a long, it's a long, long. The Magen Avraham is usually pretty brief. It's possible the Magen Avraham didn't write his work to be published necessarily more his own notes. But he has the long, long piece in the Magen Avraham is Simon Kuf Nun Vav. The end of the was of davening and shul and so on, he puts in what I might call a catch-all paragraph, more than a paragraph. It's two long columns or more. I forgot how long. Goes a long way. He basically, all the dinim that he couldn't stick in somewhere else, didn't really have a place, he sticks in over here. It's a whole bunch of random dinim that based on things in the Gemara, not exactly pure halacha or pure isurim necessarily, but you can take a look. There's a lot of interesting dinim that appear in the Or HaChaim Simon Kuf Nun Vav. It's forgotten base, but it goes on and on. So one of the things he does, he quotes this din, Yerushalmi Mutter, quotes Yerushalmi Mutter Lomar Lashon Hara Baal Machlokas and so on. And he adds, though, the point that Rabbeinu Peretz adds, the Dafka Lamelech Kashmu Al Nasan L'David. But again, although the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it, like the Rambam doesn't quote it, but the Nosei Kedem on the page of Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham, does quote it. Okay, so here we have two different dinim. We have a din that we learned from Parshas Korach, that a Shliach Bezin does not have to worry about Lashon Hara when reporting what the person said to him, like the Shliach who came back to Moshe, or Shlichim, we don't know how many, came back to Moshe Rabbeinu reporting what Dosan Avirim said. And we also have a din in general, nothing to do with Shliach Bezin, you don't have to worry about Lashon Hara when the subject is somebody who is a Baal Machlokas. So the question is, so one second. So once you have the din that you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara about a Baal Machlokas, how can you derive anything from what was said about Dosan Aviram? How do we derive a din relating to a Shliach Bezin? The Shliach Bezin is allowed to report what he heard. Maybe the Shliach Bezin was allowed to report. You know why it wasn't Lashon Hara? Not because it's a din that a Shliach Bezin can report. Because Dosan, who's Dosan Aviram? Not the two Gedolei Ador. Dosan Aviram were Baal Machlokas. That's why. So this Yerushalmi kind of undoes the raya from the story of Dasan Aviram and Korach, because Dasan Aviram were Balei Machlokes. Maybe that's why the Shliach Bezin was allowed to report, not to teach us a general din that the Shliach Bezin can report what he said, that Lav Davka is a Balei Machlokes, right? The Shliach Bezin, somebody get angry and rank out the Shliach Bezin so he can go say what he heard. It doesn't mean the guy in general is a Balei Machlokes, but Dasan Aviram, in general, Balei Machlokes, we find him all the time. Whenever there's trouble, they're in the middle of it. Right, so certainly according to Midrashim, but here certainly they're fighting with Moshe Rabbeinu, right? The Balei Machlokes with Korach. So that's the Kasha, the Pesach Einayim. 33 is the Chido. I'm not going to read the whole thing inside, but the Chido, one of his many swarms called Pesach Einayim on Devar Masechta. So on that daf and one cotton Tezanim and Aleph, we started with the story of the Shliach Bezin, quotes this din, and he writes Harav Iyun Yaakov, the author of the Ein Yaakov, Kosov the Makshima Olam Ha'isa Birushalmi Mutalom Alashar Balei Machlokes. What's the raya that the Shliach Bezin can report whatever he heard? He doesn't have to worry about Lashon Hara. That may be because we know there's a din in the Yerushalmi that you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara about a Balei Machlokes. So he says, because who did the talking? If Korach said this to Shliach, it would have been usher for the Shliach to turn back. Korach didn't consider himself a Balei Machlokes. Right? That's the diak of whoever is the Ein Yaakov that the Chido is quoting. He says, Korach did not identify himself as a Balei Machlokes. Korach thought he was an upstanding guy. The Chido points out that it wasn't Korach, it was Dasan Aviram. Okay. So you got mixed up. But whatever it is, the same team. So Dasan Aviram, to put words what he meant, Dasan Aviram didn't hold themselves to be Balei Machlokes. They held themselves to be upstanding good people. So therefore, let's read again, the second line of the Tirat Zahazah, the Omar came Korach Lashiach. If it would have been usher for them to report it to Moshe, he wouldn't have told him. Okay, he wouldn't have told him. Now, that can't be, he's going to tell him anyway because I'm a Balei Machlokes. No. Right? Korach, the Dasan Aviram didn't consider himself to be Balei Machlokes. So why bother saying this? So Shliach Bezin is not going to get back to Moshe anyway because Lashon Hara. Elamai, it's not Lashon Hara. Why not? Not because it's mutter to say Lashon Hara about a Balei Machlokes, because they didn't consider themselves to be Balei Machlokes. But rather because it's a din, the Shliach Bezin can report it. That's the answer he gives. And he quotes the Ein Yaakov. Eino Mechuvi doesn't like that answer, because the Korach sover, the mutter lezal zlo b'Moshe. What do you mean? Korach said it's he wants to get the fight with Moshe. And then he mentions it wasn't Korach, was also. Okay, so he doesn't like that teretz so much. You're right to the end of the 33, the end of the first paragraph. You'll see it's not a good teretz. He doesn't like that teretz. What teretz? He gives Omnom in the second paragraph. I think the answer is as follows. Okay? It may be true. There's a din in Yerushalmi that you can speak about Balei Machlokes, but Dover Alomim Minyano, he says, what's going on in the parsha over here is it's a Bezdin situation. Okay? Moshe Rabbeinu wants to summon them to a Bezdin. This whole thing is a Bezdin type situation. Okay, so therefore you have a hazmona, we subpoena somebody, we summon someone to come to court. That's what's going on. Moshe summoned them, but Yishai sent the messenger, go get them. You're right, okay, they're Balei Machlokes. But says the Chido, look in the context of the story. Dabar Amen, you know what I mean? You look in the context. The context was a Shliach Bezdin coming to summon somebody to a Bezdin and so on. So that's the context, so therefore we have a right to learn something about a Shliach Bezdin. That's one teretz he gives. Okay, second teretz, the next paragraph, Odev Shal Teretz. Okay, quotes Fei Maria. He says, because the raya really is, that what can a Shliach Bezin do? A Shliach Bezin can report verbatim what he heard, what the guy said. And that's true. But a Balei Machlokes, that's the limit. That's all he can do. A Balei Machlokes, like we saw, can embellish, can add, can dramatize. That's what Nosson Rabbi did. That's right. He can even add on and say, well, they went down here and all these people participated in the party. In other words, that just say the facts, man. A Shliach Bezin can just report the facts. He can say this is what was said, but that's not the same thing as the other. Yerushalmi says you can speak Lashon Hara about a Balei Machlokes. That's talking about building up a whole story, right? That's what he wanted to do. The second line of that paragraph, he said Nosan Himtzi Zeh Kedei Sheyiktzov David. He wanted to get David upset. He wanted to get David to act. Yiddish, they want to gate them on, right? He wanted to agitate Moshe. Not Moshe, I mean David. Nosson Hanavi wanted to agitate David. He should act quickly. So he gave a whole dramatization, like we saw in the Pesukim. So that's talking about a Balei Machlokes. The din of a Shiach is a different din, two different din. That's it. Then he gives another teretz. Last paragraph, he gives another teretz. He does several teretz. Okay. So the third teretz is, and whatever number we're up to, he says that again, a Shliach Bezdin is not obligated. Shliach Bezdin is allowed. Okay. Shliach Bezdin is allowed. Okay. Perhaps it's better for him not to. You look in the language of the Rambam, when he quotes that din about the Shliach Bezdin back in source 13. Perek Chaf Hey of Hilchos Sanhedrin Halach Vav, Ein Shliach Bezdin Chayav Ba'amiras Dvar Mishlos Nara. He's not in violation. Yeah, that's the same language as Shulchan Aruch, right? Hilchos Siman Yud Aleph Sifalim. Okay, Ein Shliach Bezdin Chayav Ba'amiras Dvar Mishlos Nara. Full disclosure, there are more in Siman Ches. He says 17. Asher Bezdin Yochel Lahagid. But at least according to the Rambam and Chaber, says the Chidah, a Shliach Bezdin, he's not obligated. Maybe lechatchil is better for him not to. If he does, it's not called lashon hara. However, but Baal Machlokas says the Chidah, Baal Machlokas mutar lechatchila. So that's again a difference. Okay, the Shliach Bezdin, okay, he won't be in violation of lashon hara if he does this, but it doesn't mean he should do it. Whereas a Baal Machlokas should do it. Okay, all right. So those are the teretzim of the Chidah. If you look in 34, the Aruch HaShulchan, I think kind of just links the dinim together. Aruch HaShulchan in that same siman, Aruch HaYom Siman Kuf Nun Vav. If you give him quotes Yishalmi, also the Mutal Omar Lashon Hara B'Machlokas, Yolof Imaisi the Tzadok. Didn't mean Tzadok, he meant Nosan. Tzadok was a coin. Nosan or Basheva, B'Merit Adoni Yehu, B'Kol Shekein Al Pokra Torah. And certainly on rebels and so on and so forth. He kind of merges the dinim. Maybe what it means to be saying is that the reason why, it's not two different dinim, they go hand in hand. The Shliach Bezdin can report it because you're allowed to say, because more often than not, if somebody lost his cool and offended or belittled the Shliach Bezdin, he takes a Baal Machlokas. That's how the Torah Tamima said. Torah Tamima was authored by the son of the Aruch HaShulchan. Baruch HaShulchan was written by Rabbi Chil, Michal HaLevi Epstein of Navarandok, and his son is a Baruch HaLevi Epstein, known as a Torah Tzimimah, so father and son team. So here in 35, here in our Sedra, in the Korach, in Perek Tazayin, Oz Tes, he first quotes how we know that it's Mutter, okay, and he says, maybe the Shliach Bezdin didn't know the din, but Mestami, he did, Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have gotten him or wouldn't have printed the Torah. If the Shliach Bezdin acted improperly, wouldn't have printed the Torah. That's the first paragraph. The second paragraph, Shamati Lahakshu, I heard the same kasha we had. Okay. And he says, but basically what, I don't know if the father said it exactly, but maybe that's what he meant. He says, Mehai time on the second line, the second paragraph of 35, the Mehai time of Gufa, Muchach Shamutal Shliach Bezdin, Loma Lashar, Mispakarbo, the cave of the Mispakar Bezdin, Obishma Havi Kemo, Bama Chokas. The two didn't go together. That's how we know Shliach Bezdin because Mistam is a Baal Machlokas. Okay, that's his teretz. Rabbi Yehuda Asad, Chuvas Yehuda Yaleh, Chelik Aleph, Chelik Archaim, Simon Reish, Shud Gimel 36, also has a whole drush about this in a Chuba that he wrote too. Look at the first line, Lahuvi, Machman Libi, Adoni, Rav, Hai, Gon, Hatsum, blah, 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 blah. A lot of beautiful flowery language. Quote, shame, towards my Rabbi Moshe Sofer, known as the Chassam Sofer. So some Sofer and then Yehuda Asad were contemporary. I think Yehuda Asad was a little older. Anyway, they corresponded. So this tshuva is written to the Chassam Sofer. So he says, I heard the same kasha, right? How do we know? How can you bring a ride that Shliach Bezdin is permitted always to report? Maybe it's only mutter with the Baal Machlokas, and maybe that's why by Dos Hermann was okay. Same question. So he says, there's a whole drush in that last paragraph when it's Daiti Nira. He said, the whole order of the Psukim is strange. Psukim, the Gemara only, not the order of the Gemara, the Gemara says, what did Dasan Abiram say? They said, even if you blind us, we're not coming back. Right? That's the Raya. If you look back at the original Gemara in Moed Katan, Tazan Aleph in Source 3, Benol and the Mizpaka, Bashir Lebedino, Asi Amar, Lo, Mizpaka, Shemisha, Dixiv, Haina, Aleshin, Lo, Imtina, Kera. What about all the other things they said? They said, you took us out of Mitzrayim. They said, you didn't bring us here. They said, you're going to tear it Israel. They said, you're going to kill us in the desert. What all the other stuff that they said? Okay, so he says because the thing that Enashim Tinakir was like basically like a curse to Moshe. Okay, they were cursing to Moshe. And what they said was to the Shliach, we're gonna blind you, so to speak, a threat, so to speak, to them. It's a little bit of a stretch, but that's his drusha. And therefore that's why they were allowed to say, you know why? Because it affected them. The Shliach Bezdin were allowed to say this because it kind of impacted them. Look at the last three lines of the 36. Now, al korcho shesipru mashagia aleha bizoin matzar shetolu kilosim bahem b'shucha bezin. Kizat enen ogel achem shemichal mutu lo malashar ba'al machlokas. Okay? It's not nogeh to anybody else. Not nogeh to anybody else. Nogeh to them. So they offended me. I'm a sheikh bezin. They offended me. So I can report to my boss what they said. The din of a shliach bezin, basically what seems to be, I'm sorry, the din of a regular person. Okay, a regular person can speak Lashon Hara about a Baal Machlokas, okay? Provided, okay, that somehow it relates, you know, there's a toelus to it. I think that's what he's driving at. So hold that thought for a second. You look at the words. Baal Machlokas hurts the fabric of the community. So it impacts other people. So therefore, I can say Lashon Hara about them so that people won't listen to them or won't believe them, won't take them seriously, or whatever. Okay, but Shliach Bezin, that has to do with them, then they can, that's a different din altogether. That's what the Yehudi Allah says. And maybe along the same lines, I'm not sure if this is what he meant, but the Chassam Sofer does mean it. Chassam Sofer himself, right? I don't know whether Chassam Sofer wrote this comment after he heard the tshuva from Yehuda Asad or not, but in a Chassam Sofer, how it goes, the Arachayim Sun Kuf Nun Vav, that same Sun in the Shulchan Aruch, not Mogan Avraham, it's nearly adds one word. It's a big word. It's a little word, but it's a big meaning. Nearly dafka pam achas lodia shehu bal machlokas shelo. When do I have the right to go speak lashon hara about a bal machlokas? Not stam. There's two guys in the fighting in the shul. I can go tell everybody else. No. Okay. If it's a machlokas that affects me, then I can go spell. I can go talk about it. Kemo nosel David shodia machlokusa shelo danio. There's no blanket heter to go speak Lashon Hara about a Baal Machlokas. Okay, and we said, well, the Rabbeinu Peretz put in a caveat on if it's the king like that, but maybe that's what he means too. I don't know. Chassam Sofer puts in a very important caveat. And he says, yeah, if it's nogeya to me, and maybe that's what the Yehuda Sad meant also, I don't know. But certainly the Chassam Sofer means that. You have the right to speak Lashon Hara about somebody else when it impacts me if he's a Baal Machlokas, but if it's Stama Machlokas between people somewhere else, what's it got to do? I don't have the right to go speak Lashon Hara about that person. Very important to Chassam Sofer. Otherwise, Chassam Sofer says, so what's the chid of Sheikh Bezin? Sheikh Bezin, okay, as you know, Sheikh Bezin reports what was said, but he can't, you know, he tells it to his chief, to his boss. We don't go tell everybody else, right? So that's the idea of the Chassam Sofer. Okay, the Machzah Shekel on that Mogan Avraham seems to say the same thing in Simkuf Nunavav Sukkot and Beis, right? What did Nasan Navi do? Nasan Navi, look at the source 38. He says, when Adonio usurped the throne, he said, Leman Hatzila Shlomo Benoah. She wanted Batsheba to instigate a conversation, initiate a conversation, because she has to save her life and Shlomo's life, right? Again, to save him, Mimachlokas. Mishum machlokas lahatzel menushari. That's the idea. Okay, along similar lines of Yosef Shalom Natanzon, Tshuva Shalom Meishiv Madura Tlisah Chelik Aleph Simon Pei 39. Alfias and his Taiti nearly Yashiv. Okay, near the Inyan Mashemuta Lama Lashar Ba Machlokas Umishum Sheyuchal Ayideze Lavo Letavecha Shalom. Because by speaking Lashon Hara, you'll bring about a greater good. You'll bring about peace. You'll quash the machlokas. He'll solve the problem. If people know what's going on, you'll be able to calm things down. Sometimes by talking about something, you'll be able to calm it down. That's the point. Okay? And therefore, Hu Adin on the fifth line, Bezed de Mashabola Tachlis Tov, Mutala Mashasha Kecha Machlokas, is that Borer? Right? When is there a head to speak Lashon Hara about a Baal Machlokas? When by doing that, you can put down the Machlokas, you can quash the Machlokas. That's the idea. Okay? And all right, then in the second paragraph, another teretz, oh, nearly another teretz. Okay, that the mutter lomar al shom ba'al machlokas rach shomar dvarim kmo shomar ba'al machlokas. Okay, you know, you can only say what they said, and the Shliach Bezin can say according to what he understood. A little bit of a different teretz, but that seems to be so. Maybe we were astonished. We first heard this Yerushalmi. What, you're allowed to say about Lashon Hara about it? Guys, about machlokas, and that would open the door to a lot of Lashon Hara, you know, but that's not Lashon Hara. But now we put a major limitation on it. And that limitation is accepted by the Chafetz Chaim. His classic work on Lashon Hara, Chafetz Chaim, in Klal Ches, Simen Chesiv Ches, 40, the dad, the mashiach, omer the mutal asapal ashar b'machokes, dafke im huroa shayidei shigala lifna anoshim as goda tamisam b'zeinyan, the yiru she'ein adinima mitoch zeh tushpas ha-machokes. Yeah, if you feel that by doing this you'll be able to limit or eliminate the machlokes, that's when it's allowed. And even then, the Chafetz Chaim says, but only under the following conditions. Aleph, shadvarim shadvarim huskam b'dayitza shemal ha-machokes yoda me'atzmo. You have to know yourself that this guy is a Baal Machlokes. You have to have this experience. You have to know first-hand information. You can't assume somebody's a Baal Machlokes because somebody at Kiddush told you that he heard from his brother-in-law who met someone else at a bar mitzvah who told him about somebody. Okay, you got to know about it firsthand. Okay? Beis. Your intent has to be noble. Yes, I want to do this to put down this Machlokes. And three, if you can put down the machlokas in a different way, sometimes you can create it, you can solve a problem a different way, then don't speak the Lashon Hara. So that's the Chafetz Chaim's limitation of this rule. I just want to mention, even though it's not about our case, I printed in 41, a very important, in my opinion, a very important passage in Chafetz Chaim, Hilchos Lashon Hara, Klal Yud, Os Aleph and Beis. You know, a lot of people know, and this is what they will tell you all the time in the newspapers, you know, in the Jewish newspapers, isn't this Lashon Hara? No, it's with Toelis. It's for a good purpose. That's the teretz everybody knows. Everybody knows the Chofetz Chaim says that you can speak Lashon Hara if it's for a Toelis. It's for a positive, a constructive purpose. Now, that's true. That's only one of seven criteria that the Chofetz Chaim sets up. Okay, so I'm not here to criticize anybody, certainly not when speaking about Lashon Hara. But if you take a look at what the Chofetz Chaim says in Klal Yod Oz Beis, Elohim, here are the seven things. Again, you're speaking Lashon Hara about somebody, you have to know the facts yourself, not that you heard about them from someone else. Okay, you investigate and find out the truth. When you find out, don't decide right away. Look into the matter. Maybe there's a piece of the story you don't know. Maybe there's another side to the story. Right, look into the matter. Gimel, shiyochiach es achoto mitchila. Try and correct the person softly. Don't run to the newspaper. Don't run to somebody else. Try, if you can, to have a relation with a person. Maybe he'll listen to you. Dalin, don't exaggerate the story. Don't build it up to more than it is. Okay, five, shiyachavim l'tolas. Have in mind that it's for this constructive purpose. Okay. Six, if you can achieve the same constructive purpose in a different way, do that. That changes a lot of things a lot of time. And seven, very important for the age of social media, the punishment that befalls the person about whom the Lashon Hara is speaking should not be more than he's due, not more than he deserves. Okay. Sometimes, you know, if someone says something about a person, they'll be all over social media. That's it. The person will never come back in shul. Well, again, you know, each case is different. Those are the rules of Chofetz Chaim. I just want to mention that. Okay, in the Be'er Mayim Chaim, though, getting back to our issue, that's the Chofetz Chaim's a Lamdash Sefer. The Tapi has Halachas, and he has the Lamdash part. So the Be'er Mayim Chaim is a Lamdash part. Klal Ches, you know, Tez Zayin, on this Yerushalmi. So he points out, as we already said, that the Rambam, and we didn't mention this, but he points out in Os Tez Zayin 42, that the Rif and the Rosh also don't quote this Halacha. It's interesting. The Rambam, the Shulchan, I quoted you many prominent Rishonim who do bring it. Okay, and I'm not, you know, but it's noticeable that the Rambam left it out, and the Chofetz Chaim points out the Rif and the Rosh also don't bring it down. Okay, and in the footnote to the Be'er Mayim Chaim Ha'aros and Klal Ches in the Hagah in 43 says maybe because the Yerushalmi, we don't pass like this Yerushalmi. In fact, the Chofetz Chaim said, if you put everything together, okay, and that's what he says back in the main text in 42 in the Be'er Mayim Chaim Klal Ches Os Yud Zayin, Sif Yud Zayin, 42. He says maybe Yerushalmi does not, the Bavli limits it to a Shliach Bezdin. We brought the Yerushalmi, but he says maybe the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh, Shulchan don't pass like this Yerushalmi because the Bavli disagrees because of the question that we asked before. If it's true that you can always speak a Lashon Hara about a Baal Machlokes, so what do you need the special din about a Shliach Bezdin? So we gave Tirutzim. But the Chafetz Chaim says maybe it's these other Rishonim didn't hold from those Tirutzim. And they said apparently we don't pass like this Yerushalmi. So it's an interesting thought. Okay. That's another thing to keep in mind. The Rav Chana Wasserman in the Kovet Ta'aris to Yevamos and Simon Ayin Os Aleph 44. Rav Chana Wasserman was the primary Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. He was murdered by the Nazis. That's why a lot of times after the name of the Chavetz Chana Wasserman, you'll see Hey Yud Dalad, which stands for Hashem Yikom Domo. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu avenge his blood. You see that sometimes Nebuchadnezzar's Israeli soldiers were killed or terrorist victims. A lot of times, Hey Yud Dalad. And once I saw a translation of something, well, these funny translations. So it said, I don't know. I think it was about Chana Wasserman. It said in English, it said about Chana Wasserman the 14th. What does that mean, the 14th? So you saw in Hebrew, Chana Wasserman, Hayud Dalad, the 14th. You know, like the Pope, so-and-so, the 14th. It said, I can't remember that was about Chana Wasserman. Somebody. It said, so-and-so, the 14th. It wasn't the 14th. So Shem Yikom Dom. Anyway, so Chana Wasserman is the primary Talmud of the Chavetz Chaim. The Kovetz Aris, Yavam Simon Ayin O'Salaf, says also, like his Rebbe, he says in the second line there, he says, Mutar L'Saper L'Shara B'Machokas K'dei L'Hashki Tamariva. That's your goal, is to quiet down the machlokas. Sometimes you have to spread the word. You try other ways, but sometimes the only way to quash it is to make a fuss about it. Okay, again, you have to look into each case under the guidance of the Chavetz Chaim. Just to end by pointing out another very interesting thing, based on Gemara Pesachim, Kuf Yud Gimel Beis 45. The Gemara has that there, you know, so again, you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara in general and so on. In fact, there is a din. The Gemara says in 45, Pesachim Kuf Yud Gimel Beis, Shlosha Kadosh Baruch Hu Sono. There are three types of people that Kadosh Baruch Hu hates. Hamedaber Echad B'Pevech B'Lev, one who speaks one way outwardly and one way inwardly. You know, hypocrite, you know, okay. Ayodeh Eidus B'Chaver Eidam Eidlo, somebody who knows testimony that could help somebody and you keep it to yourself and no one ever know. Who knows that I know the testimony, but no one ever knows. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows. And the third one, Haroeh Dover Erev B'Chaver Umeid Bo Yechidi. See something bad that another person did and you testify by yourself. What's going on? What's the problem there? So the Gemara tells a story. He heard the Tuvia Chata, a gentleman by the name of Tuvia committed Avera, and also Zigud Lechudei Ba'asibe. And another guy by the name of Zigud came and testified against him, Kamei Rav Papa, in front of Rav Papa. So Nagdei LeZigud, so Rav Papa gave lashes to Zigud. So Zigud said, Amalei, Tuvia Chata V'Zigud Mingad. Tuvia did the Averit, I get the lashes. So he says, yes, Omer, yes. Dichsiv lo yakum eid echad b'ish. Because the passing of Chumash, I quoted in source 48, Dvar, Parashat Shoftim, Dvar, Parashat, Tes, Pasuk, Tes, Vav, lo yakum eid echad b'ish, and so on. One person should not say anything. Why? Because we know, as the Pasuk concludes, you have time, you need two eidim. So only one eid doesn't accomplish. There are rare exceptions, but basically two eidim are needed. So one aide can't tell. One aide, all you're doing is talking Lashon Hara about the guy. They can't. No one can act on it. No one can do anything about it. Okay. So therefore, be quiet. So therefore, Tuvia may have done Avera, and Zigud may be telling the truth, but they're going to do about it. So be quiet unless there's another aide. That's what comes out from that Gemara. Tuvia Chotav Zigud Mingan. Okay. Because and now, however, the Gemara adds, Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchok Amar Rav Mutar Lesanoso. But I, who saw this guy did this terrible thing, I can think ill of that person because I saw it. You're right, I can't go to Besdin and testify because they can't do anything about it because only one aid. But I can avoid that person. And it says, how do we, where do you see such a thing? So again, the Gemara puts together two psukim. I put the psuk on the next page. Gemara says, in Parshas Mishpatim, Shmos Parakhav Gimel Pasuk K in 49, Kisira Chamor Sonacha Rovetz Tachas Masov Chalpadal Me'azovlo, Azov Tazovimo. This famous rule of Precotina. You see an animal collapsing on its weight, it's your enemy's animal. Your enemy, Chamor Sonacha, the donkey of your enemy, a guy hates you. You have to help him anyway. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean, the guy, a guy you hate? Not let him hate another Jew, that's a Pasuk Parashat Kedoshim. Eker Perikotas Pasuk Yudayim 50. Lo Sisnas Achikabavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav What's going on? That's the Gemara's kasha. Okay. So what are we talking about? So Ella, what does it mean? Misharil Misana Baksibo Sisachibovecha. There's still Psachim Kuf Yugimon Base 45. Ella, the Ika Sadi David Isura Kula Amanamis in Sanala. If there were witnesses, anyone can dislike him and disapprove him. Rather, the Chazibe Iodvarav Erva. That's the case. You're allowed to hate that other person. I can think ill of that other person and dislike. I saw he did a terrible thing. I can't say anything to Bezin because I'm only 1/8, but I should dislike that person. Okay. That's what comes out. Otherwise, it's just Motzi Shem. I'm just slandering the guy. They can't do anything anyway. But okay, but my own private, I'm going to avoid him. I'm going to avoid him. I'm going to not associate with that person. Then again, Gemara says, not only that, but if Nachman Bar Yitzchak towards the end of 45, they're the same Sugim Psachim Kofi Gomer Beis. of Nachum Yitzchak, Amar Mitzvah L'Sanoso. Shenemar quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, source 50, Mishlei Perchais Pasuk Gimel, Yiras Hashem, Snows Ra, right? It's only Yirei Hashem hates wicked. Okay. But relevant to us now, the Gemara says, Amar of Achta, Rei the Ravler of Ashi. Ma'ol Memra Le L'Rabbe, this name. Can I tell my Rebbe? Okay, interesting question. I'm not allowed to tell a Bez, and they can't convict him and do anything. But can I tell my confidant, my Rebbe, and think, oh, this person did a terrible thing. And therefore, you shouldn't, you should respond accordingly. Am I allowed to say to my Rebbe? So, or no, it's just Stam Lashon Hara. So, Omar Le, Yada de Mehemen Le Rebbe, Kibetre Le Mele. If I know that my Rebbe trusts me like I'm two witnesses, then I can do it. So, trust me. If the Rebbe said, all right, I have this funny Talmud, maybe he's a Meshuggah, right? But if he knows that I'm, Kibay Trey, then it's allowed. All right, so we have a din that if you know that the recipient of your information is going to be somebody who trusts you, so then the rule doesn't apply. So I was thinking maybe that's what's going on here with the Shliach Bezdin. Moshe, let's assume there's only one. We don't know how many shlichim, maybe there were two, but even if it was only one, maybe there that one person could report back to Moshe, because who did Moshe send him? So that's somebody Moshe believes, as if there were two witnesses. Okay, that wouldn't be Lashon Hara. Okay, that's the din of the Shliach Bezin. The din that you're allowed to say Lashon Hara about another person, that's something that's a Baal Machlokas. That's the guy's known to be a Baal Machlokas. That's a different story. Okay, that's somebody, again, if I know about it by myself and nobody else knows, perhaps I'm not allowed to tell, even if I know him to be a Bamachokas. I know this guy's a Bamachokas. I see it. Yeah, but other people don't know about it, or they never interacted with him that way, and so on and so forth. So one person, maybe I can't. But that maybe, you hear what I'm saying? It was the din of that the Mutaloma Loshnaro Bamachokas is when we know, it's known that the guy's a Baal Machlokas. Adoniyahu was rebelling in public. Everybody knew about it. So there, it's okay for Nosan to speak Lashon Hara. But if I alone, I see this guy's a Baal Machlokas, that's because I work with him. I know from here, whatever. He's very private, but I happen to know. So then maybe I can't speak Lashon Hara. He's not a known Baal Machlokas. But a Shliach Bezin can do it in any case. A Shliach Bezin can say it because he's like two people. Shliach Bezin can tell the Rosh Bezin or whatever, the person sent him, he can say it even if he's a single person. So I was just thinking maybe that's another application of this din. Just to finish up on this idea about hating another Jew, even that's not a blanket rule. Just because he was a Baal Machlokas, and this also fits with what I'm saying also. Just because he did a bad thing. Look at the language of the Rambam. Hilchos Rotzeach Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Yud Dalad. Rambam writes, Hasone Shneimar B'Torah Mi'Yisrael. When the Torah speaks about somebody who hates, talking about a fellow Jew, fine. The Rambam asks the same kashas, more of a hey, Kiel Yisrael, son of Yisrael. How could it be a Jew you hate? What do you mean? It's Losis Hazkubabecha. Omer Chachamim, Kiron, Kigon, Shira'o, Levado, Sha'avar, Avera, Vehisrabo, Velo Chazar. Same thing with Shulchan Aruch, Shemishbetz, and Reishayim, Beisif, Yodalab. Omer Chachamim, Kigon, Shira'o, Levado, Sha'avar, Avera, Vehisrabo. You tried to correct him. You tried to be Makarav him. And he didn't listen. Okay, so then I have the right to hate him. Yeah, that's different. Shliach Bezin is a different story. To speak Lashon Hara about a person has to be a person. And maybe I have to first try to rectify his bad behavior and so on. Whereas the Shliach Bezin is a different story. Just end by noting that the Chavetz Chaim really says this in Hilchos Lashon Hara, in Klal Dalad, Sif Hey, 54. Avol Imro Shachoto Mavilim, and you see that this guy, he's a scoundrel. He's a, a park. Oh, he's a guy who's not going to listen to any warnings that I give him. So then it's okay. Al Kane, the second line of 54, Tov Lahem, Shagidu Ladayana Ir, Kadesh Shehem Yisru, Ara Alabono, Vifashuma Yisra Alabo. Then you should tell the judges. You should tell the people in the community. And there, maybe if you're someone who's believed, Kibay Trey. But Chavetz Chaim doesn't say that yet. Look about five lines down. B'chol zeh imra'u b'shnayim. That's only if two people, like I said before, only if two people know there's a Baal Machlokas. If two people know there's a Baal Machlokas, so then I should try. I should tell the Dayanim and whatever else to make the problem. Okay? But a single person, one shouldn't do it. Ach, three lines at the bottom, the end of the line. again is Hilchos Lashon Hara, the Chofetz Chaim Klal Dalet in Hosea 54. We'll finish with this. Ach yocho legalos hadavar betznei lerabo ulisodo im yeda kiyamin dvarav kedivrei shnei eden. Then you're like the Sheikh Bezin. If you are very close to that Rebbe or to that Dayan, like we can assume was the case with the Shliach that Moshe Rabbeinu sent, okay? So then, you know, you believe like two people. So then you can say it, you know, even if it's only a single person doing the reporting. Again, I stress, we don't know who the Shliach was that Moshe sent, and we don't know, maybe there were two Shlichim, I don't know. But assuming there's only one, so again, that's another difference between these two dinim. It's one din that a Shliach Bezin is allowed to report, at least to the, you know, to the person who sent him, you know, what took place. Is a different din that you're allowed to speak, anybody, not a Shliach Bezin, allowed to speak Lashon Hara about a Baal Machlokas. But as we said, there are a number of caveats, and so the Chofetz Chaim goes along different answers, you know, to how we resolve these two situations. Again, the steer being, what do you need a special rule by Shliach Bezin? When you have a general rule, you can speak Lashon Hara about a Baal Machlokas. So we gave different terutzim, but the principal terutz may be that the Baal Machlokas, the Lashon Hara about a Baal Machlokas, is only if your goal and you feel that you're able to quash the dispute by doing this. That's how the Sholem Eishu says, and that's how the, you know, the Chanan said, that's the Chofetz Chaim writes. If you feel you can do that, and Chofetz Chaim goes so far as that, has to be part of your intent. In any event, it's not so clear that it's not such a blanket rule you can speak Lashon Hara even about a Baal Machlokas. There's certain criteria, and as I said, it bears bearing in mind the seven rules of the Chofetz Chaim about speaking Lashon Hara. Toelas, a constructive purpose, is not the only one that we have to bear in mind. Okay, we'll stop here. Wish everybody a good Shabbos. Good evening. Call to
Shkaya.